This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Well, for those who may be thinking about public transportation this morning, there is an issue on the MBTA to deal with. Courtney?
Yes, shuttle buses are replacing train services between Needham Heights and Forest Hills. Unfortunately, a train collided with a person and killed them this morning. So,
oh boy, okay.
What?
So that is an issue for you if that's the way in which you normally get to work.
Yes.
So be aware of that. Jones and Keefe coming up at 10. And I will remind you that we are going to play your Hill Notes back momentarily, about 10 or 15 minutes. So you still have time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. And so not only can you listen to us on the Odyssey app every day, but you can also leave a Hill Note there. And you can also go back and listen to anything that you may have missed on this program. Rewind on the Odyssey app. Maybe you missed our leads this morning. Courtney's lead was of interest. The Athletic reporting that the Boston Bruins would like to speak with Brad Marchand tomorrow.
Bring Daddy home.
When allowed to, if the Panthers do not get a deal done with him today. So I'm not sure why one would get an indication that Brad Marchand would want to come back here.
Hell no.
Maybe who knows? Maybe he loved the black and gold so much that he would like to come back to the dumpster fire that is the current state of that organization.
Maybe he misses pasta.
I would agree with you, Courtney, if we knew that he only wanted to play 1 year. Comes back, finishes up as a Bruin. I would agree with that. But it seems like he wants to play several years. You know, let's call it three. I don't know why he would want to come back to an organization that for the next 3 years, especially after you just won a Stanley Cup, is not going anywhere when you probably could, if you don't re-sign with Florida, you could probably get some good money on the open market with another team that might be in the mix for a player of your caliber.
I think he will take less to stay there in Florida.
Okay.
And I think he liked wearing the C, but doesn't have that pressure down there. He's playing on the third line. Yes, Curtis, what?
I mean, what did we see with the new jerseys?
No C, so they're saving it for him.
Courtney's onto something.
That's probably not going to happen.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
So
yeah, and like I said, Toronto is also reportedly interested in him. So if it doesn't work out with Florida, Toronto is another team that is showing interest.
Does Florida, after signing Bennett to the 8 years, what was it, $64 million? Do they have enough money to give Brad, let's say, you know, $6 million a year for 3 years? They have
We talked about this earlier, but I saw their GM say that they have money and they're hoping that guys who are unsigned will be willing to, they can meet in the middle and that guys, they want that singular goal of another cup and dynasty and all that goes with that. So they're hoping that guys are willing to take a Florida discount, I guess. But, I mean, how can you look at, if you're Brad Marchand and you have the opportunity to win it again next season and be part of that dynastic run?
I look at it totally opposite. He just won his second. He's got one more payday. He's going to cash in. I mean, the NHL players don't make nearly the same as what the other superstars in other leagues make. So if he can make $2 million more a year, he's not going to turn that down. Do you think?
Well, no. If you're saying somebody's willing to give him $7 million per year and Florida's only willing to give him $5 million, I agree with you, Curtis. He's going to get that $7
million. Why would he take less at this stage? He just got another championship.
Well, $7 million in Toronto with their taxes is probably like $5 million in Florida.
I don't know, because it's all about, so for home games, absolutely. So half the season you're playing without income tax. But then the rest of the season, it's still taxed if you're in cities like Boston or Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm not a – maybe get my dad on the phone to
But I guess the question would be, Greg, and you brought up this point with the GM and them wanting to take guys and see if they're willing to take less money. So as far as the Florida Panthers, the free agents, the goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky, is going to be a free agent.
You always forget the V.
Yeah.
How do you say it?
Bobrovsky.
Bobrovsky?
But Bobrovsky.
Oh, I thought it was Bobrovsky. I thought the Z was silent.
Quick Bruins update for you. I don't know if you saw it. It just came across the desk. Henry Jokiharju, Michael DiPietro, and Johnny Beecher have all signed with the Bruins.
Okay, let's go.
Who was the first one?
Henry Jokiharju. It was one of the guys you got at the trade deadline last year. Yeah. The defenseman, I believe. 3 years, $3 million. DiPietro, 2 years, $812,000. Johnny Beecher, 1 year deal, $900K.
Yeah, I like the defenseman. I like him with the puck.
You like him with the puck?
Yep.
And then you got...
elusive.
Shime, you got Evan Rodriguez. He's a free agent. Brad Marchand. Nico Strum. So when you look at those guys, like, I guess the question is, who's the most valuable, or how do they value on the re-signing of those players that they have? Because a lot of their core is already under contract.
Can I be honest with you?
Yep.
I don't want them to sign any of them.
Oh, okay.
I want them to prepare a Godfather offer for Connor McDavid next year.
No. I'm just saying, I'm talking about from the Florida Panthers perspective.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're talking about the Bruins.
Yeah,
I heard you say that over the weekend.
Yeah.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Why not?
I would say
a man
that.
Can dream.
I mean.
Don't just re-sign a bunch of cheap-ass dudes.
Where does the money come from?
You can make cap space, Greg. That's the beauty of it. You have some contracts expiring.
What if you traded Swayman?
Are you familiar with Jeremy Jacobs?
Yeah.
The way he conducts business?
Yeah, the Bruins spend at the cap every year, to their credit.
So you see him making cap room and offering Connor McJesus a Godfather deal.
Well, he's not the one that needs to finagle the cap room. That's Don Sweeney. And there's contracts that are expiring and ways to get out of certain deals that you can have the amount of cap space you need to offer Connor McDavid a massive contract next year.
Right. It's the same amount of money. It's just different players.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'd be all for that. And if Connor McDavid wants to get, and if you're the NHL, don't you want Connor McDavid playing on a team that, you know, is an American team?
Yes. Wiggy, you weren't there for it Friday, but Milbury said it. He's like, you want Connor McDavid on an original six team, Chicago, Boston, or the New York Rangers. That's where you want him.
Okay. I mean, I'm all for that. I am all for that one. Can you imagine Connor McJesus playing for the Bruins?
No, I cannot.
Neither can I, but I will keep dreaming and attempt to.
No, I cannot. But
I justify the fact that they're not going to spend a lot in this free agency.
But can Edmonton afford him after just, you know, giving Dreisaitl that?
I think he's going to play somewhere else. I don't believe that the Boston Bruins, when it comes to their ownership as currently constructed, are going to put together a Godfather-like deal for Connor McDavid.
But you do believe that he won't be playing in Edmonton after this season, correct?
Talking about a team that nickel and dimed Patrice Bergeron.
They're not. They don't nickel and dime anymore.
It's a whole new age.
He froze the league out. He got what he wanted. He got a hard cap, and now he spends.
Because then they gave Pasta money. They gave McAvoy money. They gave Swayman money.
You can call the Jacobs cheap, and they are cheap because they helped initiate the cap in the first place. But since that cap has been in place, they spend to that cap every year.
Can you imagine that? McDavid center in the line next to Pasta?
That would be great.
I'm looking up what Marchand earned over the course of his career. In Jaylen Brown's final year with the Celtics, he will earn $65 million. Marchand's NHL career, $72 million.
Wow. Well, that's the difference between hockey and basketball.
It's massive.
It's just crazy.
Go look at baseball if you want those numbers to even go through the roof.
Oh, but I think basketball's higher than baseball now.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. AAV-wise.
Oh, okay, AAV-wise. But I would agree with Shime, though. If you're the Bruins, why wouldn't you make a run at this guy? If you believe that there's a chance he might not be in Edmonton, let's say Edmonton makes another run. So that'll be 3 years in a row where they get deep into the, because they've been in the finals the past 2 years and lost. Now they get let's say they get back to the finals again and lose again, or let's say they get bounced deep in the playoff run. Don't you think McDavid is probably going, okay, let me see if I can go somewhere else that I can really, really capitalize off of my name and playing for a team that maybe is an original six or is a team in a big market.
Yeah. He's like, let me look at the Bruins. What is this millionaire's tax thing that they have in Massachusetts? Let me take a look at that.
Yeah, but if they're giving him 120-130 million, maybe he's like, all right.
More like 150.
All right, 150 right. million.
Well, what if Mom Donnie's president and everybody's under the same tax? And we get back to neutral.
I hope so. All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Sox dropped their last one to the Blue Jays, losing that series 2-1. Final score yesterday at Fenway was 5-3. Walker Buehler went four innings, giving up four runs on four hits while striking out three. That score brought to you by Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years older or older to play. The Sox now have the Reds in town tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Some big news for Fenway Park and the MGM Fenway workers over the weekend as they signed up for the strike benefits and picket duty as they prepare to for a strike that could come at any time. The Bruins continue having a weekend. Morgan Geeky inked a six-year, $33 million contract with the Bees yesterday, just 2 days before he was set to enter free agency. The team also drafted James Hagan from Boston College with the number 7 overall pick. And if you missed Shime's breaking news today, the Bees re-signed Henry Yokiharu, Johnny Beecher, and Michael DiPietro.
I hope the strike at Fenway doesn't interfere with Christmas in July.
So. Oh. I'm asking this honestly. If that happens on a game day, what do they do? Do they have to cancel a game?
No, they probably have people that are scabs that go in.
Yeah. Like scabs. A grocery store.
No, I know, but if everybody's joining the strike, then who are they going to get to staff?
Worm would be available.
Okay. Curtis could go back to his...
Yeah, mm-hmm. Curtis could go back. Well, Curtis would probably stand in solidarity with his Aramark brethren.
I love Aramark. Joe Valenti, my first boss ever. Good man.
Be a scab.
Yeah. Over to the NBA, LeBron James has opted in for a $52.6 million player option with the Lakers. And it's going to be a Subaru summer, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take on any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Good time to introduce the robot beer people.
Yeah.
Love it.
Breslow could run that program.
Or Ken.
All right, we're going to play your Hill Notes coming up next.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Red Sox.
Terry Francona back in town with the Reds and a 7:10 first pitch this evening on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app. And a pregame with Arcand at 6:10 this evening. Curtis, when it comes to Terry Francona and those that have managed or coached in this city for the last quarter of a century, emergency top five, where do you rank Terry Francona?
I have to say it. I might put him number one.
Really?
What?
Over the great Bill Belichick?
Right. If you take into account what he inherited in terms of the pressure of that job, and he won twice with with different teams.
Yeah, don't go down that road. Small fame is on that team.
And then he left and took the Indians, Guardians now, Indians then, to Game 7 against the Cubs. So, something that the other guy never did elsewhere. Both coached in Cleveland and Boston. Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And one got to a World Series and one game away from it. The other won one playoff game in his career without being in New England. So,
in the Twitch chat, a suggestion that the Belichick hate from you is real and remains.
Right. From people who sit there hating on every word I say, buy a mirror.
I'd probably put him second on the list.
I mean, who
Bill's
else is,
first?
Who else ends up being in your discussion? Is Doc Rivers in there?
No.
Or,
no.
I would say right? Because isn't it about winning a championship, right? So I don't know. Doc would be on the list of like, all right, does he make the top five, or is he just out of it? Because can you put? You wouldn't put Cassidy on that list. He didn't win a championship.
No.
Would you won put, in L.A.
Would you put Claude Julien on that list?
No.
So then who would go on the list if it's
I mean, in number. I mean, they're all on the list. I went to have them ahead of Francona.
No. I think it's Belichick, Francona, because you said emergency top five.
Right.
Then it would be Belichick, Francona, and then you'd have to figure out, okay.
Well, you'd have Mazzulla.
Right. How could you not Mazzulla? He's the best coach in the NBA.
Well, I mean, you know, it's still early for Mazzulla, but I would put.
It was early when you said he was the best coach.
No, but he doesn't have as many – he didn't coach as many years as Doc Rivers is what I'm saying. I mean, maybe Mazzulla's able to win another championship in the next, you know, if he's still coaching 4 or 5 years. But I maybe would put Doc on that list. I'd put him, you know, maybe fourth.
Yeah, I mean, I find it hard not to have Bill Belichick at number one.
Yeah, of course he's number one.
Yeah, he's number one.
Yeah, I think he was largely aided by a certain man.
And Terry Francona wasn't aided by some Hall of Fame players.
Well, look at what he's done. Look at what he's doing with the Reds right now. A team that's far inferior talent-wise has a better record than your Red Sox. He's enhanced play. Belichick never did that.
I would give you that, Curtis, that he's went elsewhere and has done better.
You can't argue about what they've done outside of Boston.
No, component. But aren't we talking about what they did inside of Boston?
Well, I'm saying a big picture, big tent. I said the reason Francona was in this position was because he left and went to Cleveland and got to one game away from a championship.
Curtis, your guy Tom Brady canoodling with Sidney Sweeney at the Bezos wedding over the weekend.
I mean,
those reports
winning.
Had me excited.
Did they?
I would love that.
But she was also canoodling with Orlando Bloom.
That guy stinks.
Who would you choose if you were single?
Oh, I would choose Tom Brady.
You would?
Kim Kardashian was there too, so who knows who Brady was, you know, speaking to.
Oh, Greg, were you asking me who would I want, Sidney Sweeney or Tom Brady?
Yes.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady. No doubt.
She's an actress, right, Sidney Sweeney?
Yeah.
I mean, that would basically be the power couple of all power couples.
She's very young, though.
Yeah, she's like,
I mean,
what?
She's legal. Everything's above.
How old is she?
23, right?
Yeah, 20s, I think. I don't think she's that young. She's 23, but she's 27.
27? What are we doing here?
27.
Not that young. Oh, she's not that young.
Belichick says she's ancient.
How old is Tom? 47?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
All right. Let's get to Hill Notes. They're brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, you got to call Coleman.
It's electric.
Mr. Greasy Pole here again. I'm tired of hearing you guys complain. Greg's sitting there sounding like he's sitting on a non-greased bowl. You know what? I'd rather get chopped down and thrown into a wood chipper than let any of your defiled non-glossed hands touch me. The only person I'd consider climbing up on me is Courtney, but...
Maybe next year, if we go back, maybe we can get Shime on the greasy pole. I will say, that is beautiful country up there in Gloucester and Rockport.
It was gorgeous. Awesome. But finding out that only like 10 women over the span since when the greasy pole started have done it just shows that women are smarter than men. Like, I would never put myself in that position to walk on that and hurt, break ribs.
Did you watch any of the dudes that were like getting hurt or near getting hurt
over
the weekend?
Yes, and everyone you talk to that's like, oh yeah, I won this year or that year, whatever. They're like, yeah, I've had every injury that you could imagine from that.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, but women don't have to worry about landing on their berries. So on the greasy pole.
Landing on your vagine in that way,
Courtney.
Hurts as well.
Not the same way, though.
Congratulations, Wiggy. Coco, he probably didn't tell you because he didn't want the whole Instagram world to know before they actually got married. Coco!
No, I keep good secrets, actually.
Yeah. I think everybody here would have been able to keep a secret. That's... That's fraudulent.
I'm not saying nobody
That's
would,
fraudulent.
No, I wouldn't say everybody wouldn't be able to keep secrets, but, you know.
I think you didn't say it because you didn't want anybody saying, wait a minute, we really need you for the road show. I mean, that would have
well,
been.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, yeah. The conversation would have then came up beforehand. Well, oh, you're not going. And then it might have slipped out that way. So it's not yeah. that people wouldn't have kept secrets.
Wiggy, we knew you were good. Congratulations, bro. Don't pay no attention to the birthday walker, the whatever's on the schedule, Courtney, I'll take a day off, and Shime, the I need a day before and a day after I fly. Okay? You're good. I knew you would be.
That is so true. Shime had a whole golf event and didn't show up.
That was a it was a work trip, Wiggy. There's nothing I could do about
to
that.
No, but I'm saying when you came back, right. He didn't show up till the actual right. golf tournament.
Well, Shime did the mini golf after the music festival and was still out.
Hey, Wig, your mother Coco and I were actually really worried about you. We didn't know if you had some kind of a medical event or some other emergency far worse than that. So we got a new family policy. We're going to need you to text your mother and just let her know everything's okay. And then you'll explain later. I mean, after all, we had to listen to Greg Hill do a live read of Northeast Men's Health, and that guy doesn't even have low T. What a poke in the eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's nice. It's good to know that everything is A-okay.
Yes.
And what a moment for you as a dad.
It is a good moment.
Are you able to get out of the full wedding, like paying for
the wedding because
they did the City Hall thing?
No. I'm
You're
not
still
able to get out
to pay for that.
Yeah, I'm not able to get out of that.
Did you cry?
Did I cry? No. I mean, I was happy for them.
Yeah, but no, happy tears.
No. I was happy that they were able to enjoy their day.
And I don't know. The hesitation says otherwise.
Yeah.
No, because it's like you don't really realize it. It's kind of like an all a surreal moment, you know, when they're like, oh, you're now husband and wife. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. you know, my wow. little girl. You know
You've
what I mean?
You've been replaced.
Well, I don't know if you were listening, Wiggs, but Greg cried when he heard Jackson previewing audio and not potting up a phone call early in the show Friday.
I don't know how any guy.
X-Bear says this clearly didn't happen.
I don't know how any
do you
guy.
Do have any proof for X-Bear?
No, I don't. When
do
they
have, do
when
you have
they,
any photos? Or?
When they put their pictures up, they'll put them up.
Okay.
I don't know how any guy. It's tough when you have a daughter like Courtney. It's kind of like the, it's like you know that moment when it's like official that, all right, they. She's still your daughter, but that little girl that you've seen is now a grown woman yeah. and, you know, going to be starting her own family and that kind of thing.
Can I ask a question? If Wiggy was going to make something up, why in God's name would he bring his daughter into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, insane.
There's a million things you
It's
could
very
do.
Strange.
It's a Monday, Curtis. It's They're all strange. On edge. They're all pissed at me because I said women are smarter than men.
Well, they are.
It's very strange.
It's all good.
Women
I told
don't
you,
talk
I,
to me.
I had a... I didn't want to tell anybody, but Vrabel had a private workout with Vrabel to
right.
potentially make the team for this year at tight end.
Did he put the pads on and test how sturdy you were?
Yeah, he did. He had the little chest protector on, and then I had to run some routes and some other things. So I'm going. He said he'll let me know by August 1st.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Talina has responded to me.
Oh.
She said, I started to tell you at the last road show, but there were too many people around, so she was going to let me in.
Okay, all right.
And yeah, I've seen photos, so I know it's real.
Oh, you've seen photos.
Yep. Wait.
Wait a minute.
Oh, how
you must
that?
Present those.
Nope.
You must present those to the Twitch police.
Nope. Absolutely not, yeah. But she looked gorgeous.
She did. Oh, they both look stunning, so.
So Wiggy takes the day off to spend with his daughter, who has a private wedding ceremony, and yet Courtney thinks she should have been told about it ahead of time. Is there anyone more self-centered than Courtney?
Yeah. I mean, it's because you love weddings.
It's because I love Wiggy.
Yes.
There you go.
That's why.
Yeah.
Back in my formative years, I actually dated a girl that lived on Adams Street. And what I don't remember about my time with her was the look on people's faces as they were dressed in their finest for Sunday morning mass as I snuck out of her bedroom window and she kissed me goodbye. What I do remember was those green, white, and red stripes down the center of Adams Street.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, it's a harmless tradition, but let's get rid of it. Been doing it since the 80s. Simple little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Looks different. It's not the yellow lines down the middle. It's something that is paying respect to heritage. But let's get rid of it.
Because Diane Lane and Elizabeth Shue are like 60 years old. Karen Reed's in her early 40s. Are you guys freaking morons? Come on.
That's okay. True.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Who else then?
What about, is Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston's...
She's 56.
Right, but...
But she looks great.
Right. She could play that.
She could play a good Karen Reed,
I told
actually.
You, I think Elizabeth Shue. How old is Elizabeth Shue? Oh, you know,
probably could, in her 40s, Elizabeth Shue,
I think. You know who could probably play it and they could age her up a little bit is, she's done it before, Margot Robbie.
Yeah, Elizabeth Shue, 61.
Oh, okay.
She is?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
She looks great.
Hey, how do you spell Hardo with three letters? T-O-M.
He was into it.
Oh, boy.
Probably not going to happen.
Tom
is into it.
Sure. Chime. Oh, is Gretchen Wiener going to be there? Courtney, that will be a big one. Oh, Courtney, always thinking about the big Wiener. Woo-hoo.
Nope, it would just be a good get. Mean Girls.
Who is Gretchen Wiener?
She was in Mean Girls.
Wieners with an S.
Wieners.
Yeah. She was like Regina George.
Yeah, Gretchen my father, Wieners. The inventor of the toaster strudel.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
Oh, Reginald, what a wonderful evening on Lake Winnipesaukee. Oh, my goodness, is that a beach whale? Oh, yeah, Mrs. Wiggins. Oh, yeah, I love beach sex. Oh, no, Reginald, the whale's having a seizure.
Yeah. Is Mrs. Wiggins coming this week?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she's coming.
All right, excellent. Santo coming?
Yes, Santo will be there.
Jess and James coming?
No, they're flying out Wednesday, so I'm solo at Nazwa.
Okay.
All big right. Weekend.
Well, I can't wait.
I'm very excited.
I'm bringing Bullet, bringing Linz. Yeah.
Nice.
So, final road show. Oh. I've requested a t-shirt cannon so we can blast some merch. Told Carolyn to please get a t-shirt cannon so we can blast some merch out to the boats. Maybe some food. I don't know. Can you put food in those things?
Sure thing.
You can put potatoes in
them. Oh, Wiggs, by the way.
Maybe you throw some breakfast sandwiches out to the boats from the dive.
Great. We're on the same page. You missed out on the breakfast sandies.
Oh. Some good ones?
No, yeah. The best
one I've
ever had.
Sugar Magnolia, right?
Yeah, Sugar Magnolia. You had the spicy one, but Greg and I had the arugula, and it was
very
the best.
Good.
What's Sugar Magnolia?
The name of the place.
Name of the restaurant.
Shime eating that thing was NC-17.
It was. I don't know what I liked more, those or those like cream puff desserts.
Oh my lord!
My place by the sea the night before. Holy smokes!
You should have heard Ken trashing Shime's diet off air on Saturday. Holy cow!
Go for Ken. Good for Ken.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it today, Greg.
Okay. For all things electric, then you got to call Coleman. I have the fine people at Coleman doing a little outdoor lighting for me up in Maine at the shack. A little some outdoor back patio lighting. They are tip top when it comes to. So if you need anything electric, call Coleman, and they are those who presented today's Hill Notes.
It's electric.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Red Sox failed to take yet another series, this one with Toronto, so they will get back at it tonight, and you can talk about that with Jones and Keefe and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are here in the studio until Thursday. I believe we invited Craig Breslow to the dive.
Yes.
When we spoke to him last week.
Could happen.
I don't know if he'll be joining us in person for the front office report on Thursday up at Lake Winnipesaukee or not, but we'll find out, I guess.
I am so excited for Thursday.
It's going to be great, Curtis.
I've never been like Wiggy.
Been to Lake Winnipesaukee?
I have not.
It's wild.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so many great towns along the way. What time are you getting up there Wednesday? Maybe we'll get Captain Dooley to take us out on the boat earlier because it's going to be 90 on Wednesday. If you want,
I'm dropping Jess and James off at Logan, and okay. I'm heading up. So I'll be there by 1 or 2 at the latest.
Right. Maybe a little tour of the lake. Stop in Wolfboro or Moultonboro or any of the
love it.
Any of the beautiful.
Is that up 93?
Little... Yes, it is. Okay. Ricky. Yes, yes, it is. All day long. This is Zach. Hello, Zach.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just want to say love what you guys do. Love the laughs you guys give me every day.
Thank you.
Just curious, do you guys lose that flex time if you don't use it?
No, it's you're
allowed. It doesn't roll over either, though. Like it's
it doesn't add up. It's just basically that you're allowed to It's not. I'm told it's not unlimited flex days. It's you can ask for it, but if there's if you can't cover work or whatever it is, then they have some sort of leeway there.
Obscure reference?
Yes.
Is it true if you don't use it, you lose it?
Yes. You lose it? Yes. Yep. You use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm obviously, Wiggy, we all know you're talking about Courtney. You don't have to say her name, but we all know that's who you're talking about.
I didn't say anything.
But, I don't understand why it's such a bad thing that Courtney lives her life and does life. Like, she's got plans, hanging out with like all the friends. Like I don't understand why it has to be the butt of the joke that Courtney can't go and live her life, use a flex day here or there.
Thank you.
Amen. Well,
Courtney's not even the leader in the clubhouse's flex days, isn't it, Sean?
No, it's Courtney.
Oh,
by a day.
Yeah, I mean, I think she should take more time off.
Yeah, well,
she will be.
I've got some coming up.
Just really. As
next week.
Just working your fingers to the bone, as they say. This is Kevin from Amelia Island. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
I had a question for Winky here. Something smells wrong. What time was that wedding?
11.
11. You get out of work at 10.
Yeah, but he would have been he would have been in Gloucester.
Yeah.
Gloucester.
I mean, he probably had to get a suit. Did you ever wear a suit or had to get all those things?
You're not gonna make it to make Gloucester in an hour. No. So you have to do it.
Okay.
I mean, I think he said earlier all questions about this excuse should be directed to Mrs. Wiggins.
There you go.
Am I right about that?
You want any questions answered? Yes. Ask her.
Yes. Can I say the biggest upset, maybe bigger than Super Bowl 42?
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:54. And we haven't heard the name Quazo.
I was wearing my Quazo suit, though.
Oh, yes, you are.
Very comfortable.
Right.
It's called Sport Leisure. Yeah.
Mm.
Now, when was this decision made by the happy couple? I mean, was it within the last month?
Yeah, I'd probably say like the last month. It was a decision, like I told you, that they're on their journeys of, you know, spiritual religion.
Spiritual love.
Living together and, you know, you want to make it official. So I got no problem with it whatsoever.
No. As you should not.
Nope.
No, you should not.
I am happy for them.
Yes.
As you should be. Yeah. The smooth move would be if you could convince them they don't need the big wedding with all the people at it.
No, that ain't happening.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Any chance that his parents could foot the bill for that? Or
no.
No,
this is something that I will clearly take care of. That's what the father's supposed to do. That's what I have to do.
And Mrs. Wiggins will not let you miss out on
No, this is their only little girl, so she's going to make sure.
Would they like to do it at the Dive on Thursday? Did you offer that? That might be a good way to do it.
Listen,
or the Nassau Wednesday night, maybe?
Hey, I'm willing to do it.
Have the worm be the justice of the peace?
I'm willing to do wherever they pick up the tab, but remember, it ain't my wedding, so.
All right.
Woohoo. Well, that's going to do it for us. Thanks for being here this morning on a holiday week. So a couple days left. We're back here tomorrow at 6, and then Wednesday we're on our way to New Hampshire. Jones and Keith are next. Bye. Now the time has come for leaving.